Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Particularly, you haven't backed off. So
it definitely has, it has stumped me, this recruitment. I just don't know. I don't know what to believe about it. You know, I think there are a lot of agendas about it.
Last week, some of that writing on the wall was saying maybe Memphis has backed off.
Yeah, because
they want to focus on Trendon and James, and that's what they're
because they did not go to visit him at school when Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Alabama did. And generally speaking, I mean, 9 times out of 10,
maybe that was we've done our part.
It's certainly possible.
We've made you a priority. We've done everything we're going to do.
Yep.
And you know, it's on the table. We want you.
Right.
Like, what more can we do? Maybe that's what that was.
And I think,
certainly wasn't backing off because he'd been told just the opposite.
Right. Now, I think you and I agree on what DJ Jeffries represents. It's not a must-get in the sense of, oh, you have to have him, right? But optically, it would be a huge boon for Memphis because if you go into the, you know, and James Wiseman is going to sign early as well, too. I mean, or at least commit early. That seems to be all indications are pointing to James Wiseman, you know, announcing early as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe it doesn't matter as much since he has gone ahead and said he's going to do it early. But, I mean, I think a commitment from DJ is just a sign that, you know, like we've said before, all right, if there's a local area kid and Memphis wants him, don't waste your time. Like building that wall and making Ole Miss pay for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's you're not going to come in here and, I mean, you can have who I don't want. Like, knock yourself out.
Dude, column.
Yeah. But for me, and Chandler Lawson was on an official visit to Oregon over the weekend, which would be a nice spot. I mean, a nice spot for him. But if it's a kid that we want, then you're wasting your time, bro, because we're getting them. That's the message that sends.
Right. Also sends a message if you don't. This was a priority. You've lost your first one that you prioritized. That's, as we said last week, we consider a Memphis area kid.
Right.
You know, someone that's local.
Right.
I know he's Mississippi. I know I get all that, but he is a Memphis area kid.
He is, yeah, exactly.
Whom you have, more importantly, prioritized. That would be the first L for Penny on that tip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so from that standpoint, losing him would be bad optically when you've invested. However, we've said if you do not get DJ Jeffries, you must get Trendon Watford. I'm not pushing the panic button unless they've missed on both.
Right.
John.
Right.
Missed on both.
I agree.
Okay.
And honestly, if they get James Wiseman, I don't care who else they get. I'll say that.
Well, they get number one prospect in the country. Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, you can get you
can figure out the rest.
You can pick up me and Jason. I mean, you're gonna have a good class.
John's pretty good shooter when open.
No, just win anything.
No,
I mean, I can't even
get in the herd league. Stop it.
No, I can't get in the herd league. He's tripping because he doesn't want me to embarrass his team.
What are you talking about? It's like dudes from all over the...
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want me to get in there and embarrass the guys that he's
brought
in. He
wants you to embarrass yourself, man.
Impossible. Legitimately impossible. But yes.
If it's your number, DJ, I'm like, Malcolm, come get it.
DJ Jeffries.
Let's stop playing it. Now, this is going to go to the signing. This is... And that's what they're setting us up for. The hats and stuff. A little drama.
Well, that certainly seems to be the way it's going, for sure. All right, when we come back, there's a fight in the NBA over the weekend. We will get into that. Also, I saw Halloween over the weekend. I got a review for you. No spoilers. We want to make sure Bennett gets to see it unimpeded.
Well,
no agenda. No, you know, preconceived notions about it going into the movie. So we will talk about that as delicately as possible when we come back. Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot.
National contest data message rates apply. Now it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash all month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, it's that time once again. Your 12 o'clock code word is STAMP. S-T-A-M-P, STAMP. Text STAMP to 72881 for your chance to win a grand on 92.9 FM. Again, the code is STAMP. S-T-A-M-P. Text STAMP to 72881 for your chance to win a grand from 92.9 FM. Good luck.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays are upon us, and I have something very special to deliver. The most wonderful job of the year. The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is seeking seasonal employees to enjoy great pay, flex schedules, and a modern workplace filled with festive people. Visit WSSupplyMemphis.com. That's WSSupplyMemphis.com. Williams-Sonoma, the most wonderful job of the year.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. On the fence about purchasing a new heating and air system? Now is the time to buy. We're offering up to 60 months financing on Trane heating and air conditioning systems. Call Best Care today to schedule your free in-home consultation. 624-1401, that's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off retail store prices every day of the week. They are the winner of the Commercial Appeals Memphis Most Best Mattress Store in 15, 16, 17, and they just won for the fourth year in a row in 2018. Why did they win? Because they're the best. They carry the top name branded mattress with Serta Eye Comfort and the Simmons UU Rest. And they also carry the complete line of Serta adjustable bases, too. They have a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. And if you don't happen to find the furniture you want on their floor, don't worry. Chill out. They got a huge kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through at the front of the store as well.
You're going to love the Sleepy Z's shopping experience because many have. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with a perfect five-star BBB customer review rating with nearly 500 positive reviews. You're not going to find any of the Mid-South mattress or furniture company that's got more. They offer as well 48 months financing. Why would you not want that? Several different financing options you'll be able to get from Michael. You mentioned you heard it on the Jason and John Show. You mentioned you heard it on Eric Hasseltine, Gary Parrish, Jeff Calkins. Michael's cool like that. He's going to get you the additional 10% off anything in the store. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Real easy to find. You can also call Michael in the store directly at 901-692-6200. Again, that number 692-6200. Slick Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
The rundown is presented by Tunica Casinos. Let's get it.
Now,
It's The Rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. We have not yet talked about it, and at some point we were going to have to talk about it.
Get him on the mic.
Bennett is tagging in. He is tagging. See, what people don't understand that's going on sort of behind the scenes.
Yeah, let them know.
You know, Bennett is obviously voices. Heading to Disney World. He's going to Disney World next week. It's his 5-year anniversary trip.
Wednesday, actually.
I wish it was next. I keep trying to put it off because we really love it.
I'll be gone
it.
A little bit next week, too.
Yeah, so it's gonna go into next week for sure, okay?
You deserve it.
And so Bennett is training a new producer. His name is John Mills. He's been around for a while. He does Grizzlies games. He helps out with Grizzlies games.
John Martin calls him the mattress.
We've got the blanket, right? And then we've got the mattress.
Yeah.
Because John Mills is a large man.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. And so he's a mattress.
What, about 6'4"?
I'd say he's about 6'4".
What about 260?
I'd say 6'4", 260, okay. Probably a pretty good. I'd say probably. I was going to go 250.
That's mattress size.
He was a large Sleepy Z's mattress. And so Bennett's training him all week.
Blake
and so that's
training
why,
the mattress.
Blake can train the mattress. And so that's why you're hearing the different voices. Okay. But Bennett has just tagged in because we have some things we need to discuss, and they include
his
Tennessee Titans. Now, I know Bennett always accuses me of not watching those games. That is one of his favorite things to do, is accuse me of not watching the games. However, I can tell you that I watched basically the whole thing on Sunday, because the cool thing about London is that the games just start so early.
Makes it like a triple header.
Yeah, they start at 9.
I do like that.
They start at 9:30, and so like you wake up and you just turn on an NFL. That's cool. I like that. Though I do feel like, and I have to look this up statistically, it does feel like
8:30 actually. So did you really watch the game?
Is it 8:30?
It was 8:30 when it came on. All right. Just making sure.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. They all run together. But I will say it doesn't feel like we get great games when they're played in London. This one was a good one.
This one was good.
It was a pretty good game, this one. It was exciting. But it feels like typically we do not get good games. Anyway, this one was a good game. Unfortunately for the Tennessee Titans, they ended up on the wrong side of it. 22-19.
Mm.
A very impressive drive that Marcus Mariota once again led down the field to score there at the end of the game. However, Mike Vrabel made the decision with 31 seconds left to go for two. And the lead, not the win, but the lead. Because you give Phil Rivers 31 seconds with two timeouts, they can get in field goal range.
Yeah, maybe.
You're
still against them.
Man, dude, Phil Rivers threw for 306 yards.
He's having a good season. We're not talking enough about the Chargers. That said,
he was going to get them in the field goal range.
Go ahead.
He was going to get them in the field goal range.
Now, you keep just writing that up like it's done. Like he was definitely getting into field goal range, and you're up one.
Bennett, do you think Phil Rivers would have gotten him in the field goal range?
Oh, not necessarily.
No, Bennett, because your defense had been good, right?
Had a chance of going overtime.
Thank you.
But if you didn't think...
He wanted OT, though. I'm going to let him, because this is his coach, before I'll get out. You tell me, were you happy or not with them going for two?
No.
Titans fan.
It was a dumb decision. And I see everyone all over Twitter being like, yeah, well, I love it, because, you know, you're playing to win the game, and that's what he's doing. Dude, the thing is, and you got to look at it from different perspectives, okay? One, your receivers have been dropping passes all day long.
You
the
can't
whole game,
stand your receivers.
The whole game you're dropping passes. So, one, if you go for two there, you don't throw the football.
That's what I'm saying. I don't mind going for the call, yes, I don't like.
But in most scenarios, when you go for two, you're throwing the football. So tie the freaking game and play for overtime, because if you think about it, the whole game, yes, Phillip Rivers had a nice game. He had over 300 yards passing and a couple touchdowns. But if you think about it, most of that came on
two big plays.
Massive
Absolutely.
Plays.
Absolutely. That's what I'm telling John.
Touchdowns.
The defense was good for the most part.
The defense played good all day.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you not go to overtime? Who cares if they get the ball first? You've got a good chance, better chance than not, considering how the game went, of stopping them and getting the ball in overtime with a chance
that's
to
a good
win the
argument.
Game.
I mean, the Titans were the better team in the second half.
The Titans were the better team in the second half.
I mean, that's why, to me, like, I know analytics say go for two, whatever, but I think game script and game flow matters in that situation, and I felt a lot better about taking this game into OT. You'll probably get the ball back.
And here's why the decision was...
Even if they win the toss.
Here's why the decision was even dumber, because, again, you're looking at this from a different perspective, okay? You go for two the first time, and there's a pass interference
call. That's what I'm talking about. There's a penalty.
So they move the ball up to the one-yard line. dude, your quarterback is Marcus Mariota. Let him quarterback sneak it or run a
I give it to the dude that's 6'3", 250.
Derrick Henry already scored in the game. He clearly showed that he can score on this team when he's on.
Why do you have him if he can't get in from 1 yard out?
And you,
and that's what he is.
And you say you're a run-first football team, so run the ball. And again, it goes back to these receivers cannot catch the football today. Like, your quarterback's having a good game unbelievably without any receivers. Like, they're not catching the ball.
I think you're a little too hard on them.
No, they were terrible yesterday.
They did let Marcus down.
Oh, they had drops, but Ben act like they got no receivers at all anymore. And we went into this season saying we liked the weapons.
Sharp.
We liked Sharp. We liked Taylor. We liked Corey Davis.
I won't say
that's
they
how
were
we went
all
into
terrible.
The season.
Tajay Sharp had a pretty good game. Corey Davis, besides the one game against Philly, has not been great this year. He just hasn't.
Well, he's got work to do. He's got to live up. He was a high draft pick. You're right. I mean, he's got to fill it out. Now you hate Taylor.
Taewon Taylor, he's not a starting receiver in the NFL. He's just not. That dude dropped probably 3 passes yesterday. He's dropped a ton this year. He's not a starting wide receiver in the NFL. And the fact that on that second try for the 2-point conversion, and again, Marcus has got pressure in his face, but that's the play to throw the ball to him in the end zone?
Yeah.
No way, man. That is not
honestly, y'all should feel fortunate that the damn backup tight end caught the pass. I mean,
oh, the touchdown pass. Yeah, he
right.
I got questions about that too. But look, Stocker came down with it.
That is, I just think that's going to be Vrabel going for it.
And
I know he said, and it's easy to do it after you say it,
right,
that I'm going to do that every time. But again, I don't mind the going for it as much as I did the call. And then you went for it twice, right? You get the penalty on the first one and gets moved to the one, and you still don't run the ball. That's my problem.
Yep.
You're at the one, whether it's Mariota, like you said, could have happened, or Derrick Henry, who I think that situation is built for.
Mm-hmm.
You run that ball
you're
in from
ball.
A yard out,
you're on the one.
And you take that lead. I don't mind the moxie and the to go for it. It's the call itself. I think that you cheated yourself.
The reason I mind going for it is because of
the context
of how the game played out. Your defense has you in this game. They played awesome all day. Let them play. They weren't on the field. Like, they don't have a chance to win the game for you. Let them have that opportunity because they've been playing awesome for you all day long. The decision didn't make sense to me. If you're going for two, I get it. If you're like, your offense just wasn't getting it done in the passing game. I get it if you're the Kansas City Chiefs in that scenario, but, like, that's not you. So, again, first, obviously, if you're going to go for two, run the football when you're on the one-yard line. But I wouldn't have done it. I would have given the defense a chance, and I think they would have won in overtime.
I actually agree. Given the way that the game was going, I think you guys would have won in overtime. And it is one of those things where if
it gets it, we're all praising Vrabel and saying you guys got the right coach.
Again, it's also possible that it wouldn't have mattered, too, because Phillip Rivers could have gone down the field and
could have.
But
again, that defense was good
now,
for most of the day.
What I will say to what you just said, Jason, why I don't agree with the decision, I do think Vrabel is the right coach for this team.
He is.
And I do, while I don't agree with the decision, I'm not that mad about it. In the sense that I like that we have a coach with a different philosophy.
That's it. Because you used to have Mr. Conservative that wouldn't take any chances.
Awful. Yes.
That exactly.
And I agree.
And now you got one that's balls to the wall.
I agree with that. I just think in that specific situation, he made the wrong call.
Now, you guys are obviously off this week because of the London game. You come back with a Monday night game on the road at Dallas. That's going to be a difficult game for you guys. Then you
That's
have
a defense.
Then you have a home game against the Patriots. You play the Colts on the road, and Andrew Luck has looked good the last 3 weeks. He has. The team isn't good.
Man, stop.
No, I mean the team isn't
good. The Colts are the one thing we can figure out in that crazy division.
No, I mean, but Andrew Luck has looked really good the last 3 weeks.
He's
looked really good.
You're not going to lose that.
I would think not. I would think not. But again, if Andrew Luck is on, he can win games if he's on. And they got Marlon Mack back, and he was awesome yesterday. So I'm just saying they have some weapons. And then you've got a game against the Texans at the end of the month. I mean, these next 4 games will
nobody's running away with that division. They're still fine. The three in a row hurt you. I mean, because you had an opportunity now
sure.
to really take control. Houston's winning, but they're winning ugly.
They are,
and they're a game ahead of you now. And you really had an opportunity here to take control against some teams. Particularly last week.
The Texans are rolling though. I mean, they've won 4 in a row, and they got the Dolphins on Thursday night.
Yeah.
At home.
Rolling in terms of wins, but it's been ugly.
Deshaun Watson's not healthy. Did you see that report that they wouldn't even put him on the plane?
Yeah, he had to take the bus.
They put him on a bus and made him drive to Jacksonville.
That's because he's been taking so many shots.
Yeah.
And it started that Dallas game.
He was getting hammered.
How luxurious do you think that bus was? If they made him drive 12 hours.
He just slept in it.
Okay. It's a long drive, bro.
I will say it's going to be an uphill climb for the Titans this year. I mean, I think they're better than a 3-4 team. I think that
you're better than Jacksonville.
I think that what I've seen, the thing that I think is positive, and again, we got a long way to go the rest of the season, but I do think you get Mariota on a 1-year deal, and I think I've seen enough this year to feel like I'm still comfortable with him. I want to see him under this coaching regime for another season for sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I think your receivers let you down yesterday.
Man, they got to go get somebody.
You know, I will say this. Amari Cooper is available.
No. We need somebody who doesn't drop passes. That's the kind of receiver I'm looking
for. You guys don't want Amari Cooper? I mean, he's better than any receiver on your roster right now.
Bro, he is the best receiver in the NFL who drops the most passes.
You're going to trigger Jason. Jason loves Amari Cooper.
I don't love him.
Would you give up a first-rounder?
No, us?
Yeah.
We got weapons all over the field, fool. Anthony Miller running out here wide open. Trubisky just can't hit him. Don't get me started about my team.
All right, calm down.
And my quarterback.
Calm down over there. I mean, you're 500. You're below 500. You know, I'm below 500. So we all have a bunch of mediocre to horrible football
teams. Trubisky out here making me sick.
But anyway, there you go. Titans lose over the weekend in London, and they'll be off this week before coming back to take on the Cowboys on Monday night.
Next story.
Did you see this fight on Saturday night? I hoped we would have more time to talk about it, John, because there's so much to break down from it. It's from a basketball game. It's from an NBA basketball game. We talked about the lead off the show. A man got spit on. That man was Chris Paul. He got served with a suspension after he got spit on. And swung, in self-defense, because it's after Rondo swung. Paul got a little uppercut in. It all started on Saturday night out in Los Angeles. It's the home debut for LeBron James, and the Rockets won that one. It all started sort of with Brandon Ingram.
Yep.
It did because he was frustrated by a foul call that James Harden, who's very good at that, was able to draw. It frustrated Brandon Ingram, who was then trying to talk to the ref, trying to get at the ref that called the foul. He's going after the ref. Harden walks in front of him. He pushes Harden. Just, I don't know if we knew that this was in character for Brandon Ingram, because he's been so quiet throughout most of his career. So he just loses it for the most part, pushes hard, and it all kind of gets started. Then later on, you see Chris Paul and Rondo get nose-to-nose. They've got a history. They don't like each other.
Correct.
And Rondo clearly spits on the man.
Yep.
Like, the film's been broken down now. Mm-hmm. They've got it up close now where you can actually see the saliva.
Very subtle.
Leaving it very subtle and very on purpose.
It's like those...
It's very clearly purposely
done.
It's
like you know how the wrestlers would, like, spit? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, wrestlers spit a lot.
This is how much I dislike Chris Paul, y'all. I wanted Rondo to have not spit on him purposely. I wanted it to be just something that came out when Rondo was, like, talking. You know how somebody spits on you and you're like... You know, you tell him, hey, man, you just spit on me. But it was, you know, it wasn't done.
It changed the whole thing.
But the video changes everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it clearly clears the guy we love to hate, Chris Paul.
Yep.
Because in this instance, Chris Paul gets spat on.
Yep.
Then Rondo fires on him. I mean, I guess you could say Chris Paul, you could say, didn't need to respond by putting the finger in and mushing Rondo's face. But what are you going to do when a man spits on you?
And purposely.
And purposely, it appears.
Yep.
It ain't even appears. You saw it come out. Rondo thought he was slick.
Yep.
That's pretty much as disrespectful as you can get to another man. So, I would put all of Chris's, as much as I can't stand, dude, I put all of what he did in the self-defense category. And then you tell me, where does Brandon Ingram come off at that point after going after two officials, the first one they called the foul, then the white guy that he's, like, buffing up against, like, you going to do something against a ref? Like, you're that mad?
Yeah, what was
then,
he doing?
Then goes into the scrum with Rondo and Chris and just throws basically a sucker punch from outside the scrum to try to hit Chris Paul. Weak move. And so the NBA has come down with the suspensions. Brandon Ingram gets the most, 4 games. Rondo gets 3, and Chris Paul gets 2. All of it is light as far as I'm concerned from Kiki Vandeweghe.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to save the Lakers here, LeBron's squad here, because those are Rondo, they might be able to, but Ingram's a good player.
Yep.
And quite frankly, for what he did in terms of escalating the thing, he should have been suspended for more games. That was a sucker move, what he did.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we have Ryan Hollins today, because I want to make sure. Like, we've never seen Brandon or known him to be, like, this dude's super quiet. He got frustrated on Saturday night. And again, as much as I'd love to find fault with what Chris Paul did, I can't.
Yep.
The man got spit on.
That's true. You don't do that.
You do not do that. That is exactly right. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Fitz. Jason Fitz will join us. We'll talk college football with him, NFL with him, and more. When we come back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals is a locally owned and operated business serving residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. They are the home of the free roof, and they work with insurance companies to ensure qualifying customers get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Call 870-0186 for a free roofing estimate or visit morrisonroofing.net.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th, and it's better than ever. Head to Tiger Lane to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs. From noon to 10 p.m., hang out at the Burger Bar, drink local beers, and experience live music provided by Goner Records. Catch some of the city's best chefs in the chef's demo tent. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
It all starts with just one thing. Want to benefit from eco-architecture without designing a new home? Think about adding solar panels to your roof to reduce your electric bill and improve the value of your home. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. And Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
24-7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing, keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Indulge in Memphis' tastiest burgers and beers with today's Perks Deal. Half off tickets to Burger Fest on October 27th at Tiger Lane. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. Precision like a bullet, target bound. Just living like a hookup, the Harlem sound. Now, when I say the Harlem...
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Monday at this time, we talk to Jason Fitz. We talk to Jason Fitz now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz and SportsCenter on Snapchat. Listen to Jason every weeknight on 92.9 FM ESPN and 680 AM. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
Just living the dream. How you boys doing?
Everything is good here in Memphis. Yes, let me ask you this. Let's get to the important stuff first. Give me a review. Give me a review of the new Halloween.
You know, I thought the movie was good. I think I had such astronomical expectations for it. I will admit that. But I thought it was good. Of all of the sequels, I think it stands out as the best of the sequels. It's not as good as the original, but nothing ever will be. But I thought it was good, and it was clever, and it was really creatively done. So I walked away from it. Like, I don't know that I walked away doing cartwheels, but I walked away saying, okay, that it felt like everything I wanted out of it was delivered.
Yeah, like, I mean, I saw it on Friday night, and I just, like, really, I came away thinking, like, damn, like, that was, like, a really fun movie. That was a very enjoyable movie. Like, I was rooting for Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, I mean, I don't know what people expect out of a Halloween movie.
So we're not talking award-winning here, guys? That, I know there have been some, apparently not.
I mean, I don't think I'd give it any awards, Jason. I don't know where you are on it, but.
No, I think the only critique I would have for it as a Halloween freak is that it took a little while to really get rolling for me. I felt like there was a lot of explanation of the backstory. So once it got scary, I thought it was great. Like once we got rolling on it, I thought it was great. But I think that first 45 minutes, it's like they could have told me that story in like 8 minutes and I would have been a little happier. But that's sort of the ADD kid in me where I'm like, okay, got it, let's go.
Fitzy, what did you think about Vrabel going for two?
I hated it. I mean, and I can't say this loudly enough, I think it's a learning opportunity for a coach. The problem is you just blew a game in a division that's still wide open in a year where I don't know that we thought it would be as wide open as it is. Jacksonville is not as good as we thought Jacksonville was going to be. Houston doesn't look like they've turned any sort of a corner. So this division is right there for the Titans to take, and they should be able to take it. When you are in that situation, knowing the overtime rules and the fact that barring giving up a touchdown, you will get a possession no matter what happens, and you've been playing as well as they played in the second half, going for two there was not only was it the wrong decision, it was the irresponsible decision. Mm. And at the end of the year, Vrabel's going to have to deal with the fact that he cost his team a game, which is not a coach's job. We talk about it all the time. Like, a coach is supposed to give your players better opportunities to win, not cost them games.
Why was kicking the extra point? I mean, obviously we know now that they didn't convert, but in your mind, why was kicking the extra point the right move?
No, I think when you look at the fact that you were about to tie it at 20, you look at the fact that you were down in that game, so you got a little momentum going there. And then the fact is, we've talked before about sort of the wasted running game for the Titans and the fact that Deion Lewis should be used more. It felt like they were really running the ball effectively in the second half. And they were getting plays the way they wanted to. It didn't feel like the first half they were suspect of the big play at the beginning. They were suspect of some chunk yardage plays. Didn't feel like that was the case in the second half to me. So I think knowing that it's no longer a sudden death overtime, you're not giving the ball to Phillip Rivers and saying, my God, if he gets a field goal, we're done. You're giving the ball to Phillip Rivers and saying, okay, only a touchdown ends this thing. I say you keep living to fight another day.
What about just running Derrick Henry right there? I'm with you. I mean, I especially once you're on the one. Fitzy, here's my deal. They're coming from Titans fans, and I know you know it. You know, you're coming from Mr. Conservative in terms of your former coach, and now you got one that says he's going to, do this when it comes up most of the time. If you just run Derrick Henry there, which is what he's there for, right, 6'3", 250, punch it through the line, aren't we all praising him today, Vrabel, if he gets it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not giving Derrick Henry the ball in that situation,
then you got no business. Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, what is the point of Derrick Henry in this offense right now? Now, I will say Quentin Spain, I know, was hurt late in the game, and I think, that makes a little bit of a difference. But you just gave Taylor Lewan big boy money on the outside edge, especially. And when you get big boy money to be one of the highest paid left tackles in the game, there are places you can run to. Plus, Ben Jones is an underrated center for the Titans. So they should be able to get that. I didn't like either play call. I didn't like the touchdown play call, frankly, and I did not like the two-point play call at all. I don't understand why they're not giving themselves the opportunity to let Mariota do as much as he can or utilizing their big boys. It doesn't make any sense.
Fitzy, I got one more NFL to you before we turn it to college football. How much trouble are the Eagles in? They blow that 17-0 lead. The Skins have sort of emerged as a leader right now. Do you still give the Eagles the edge in that division, or is this team in real trouble?
I think they're in real trouble, and I can't believe I'm saying that. And I don't know if it's necessarily because I believe in the Redskins. I just don't believe in the Eagles right now, right? Like, I mean, that's the you hear about the hangover effect, and I think it's real in this instance. Plus, you know, we have to look at it at some point and say part of last year was magic. When you get your backup quarterback and you go on the run that you go on, you can look at it. And I always say this phrase in sports, it's better to be lucky than good. And, you know, there was a little bit of both for the Eagles last year. But they went on a run, and that doesn't put them necessarily in the same caliber as Super Bowl winners we've seen in the past. And now we have to look at it and say, man, the East, which I thought was going to be a good division, is just flat out not. And so I think you could be looking at 9-7 and still winning that division. Yep. And why can't the Redskins be that 9-7 team? Jay Gruden doing sneaky work up there that we're not talking enough about if he's able to get something done with the Redskins.
It's true.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday. He, of course, is the host of Spain and Fitz, which you can hear every evening here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, Jason, was this weekend chaos? I mean, was this sort of our first dose of chaos in the college football season with Ohio State going out of Purdue?
And, I mean, I think Ohio State going down was sort of the eye-opening moment, and it's a reminder that we could have another year where the Big Ten just flat-out misses out on the playoffs. You know, and now the difference between that and previous years is we have to acknowledge that as well as Notre Dame is playing right now, they aren't putting themselves in the situation where they're going to be part of the playoff conversation. You can end up with two teams from the SEC, Notre Dame in. You could end with the Pac-12 being out, the Big Ten being out, the Big 12 being out. I mean, this could be, and that I'm not sure that's great. You know, we talked about the last week, the path for small schools. I don't know that it's, you know, I'm a purist. I want the four best teams in college football. Sure. That's all I care about. But I don't know that the casual football fan is going to love a playoff that doesn't give as many conferences a shot. So, it's going to be interesting to see how college football fan reacts to it. Because Ohio State, I mean, that was a blown opportunity. And the one thing that we've learned from the committee is you can lose, and they'll forgive it. Mm-hmm. You can't get blown out. You cannot lose big. And that's what Ohio State did. They got blown out. And so now you have to look at it and say Michigan, you know, Michigan's their only hope. And I think Michigan's getting so much hype for last week and what they looked like defensively against the Michigan State team that I watched every game for this year. They are not good offensively. That was not a statement for Michigan. It was a statement against Michigan State. So. Yep. I'm not willing to buy into any of these Big Ten teams.
Ohio State, I want to write them off, Fitzy. I really do. I want to, but I just worry that if they beat Michigan that last one and they, you know, that the committee will find something and they win that Big Ten title game, they'll go right back in. You don't think so because of the blowout, because of the nature of it?
I think they're going to need help. I mean, that's what
Oh, absolutely. They'd have to have that, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to look at Clemson and LSU or Clemson and Alabama are you know, they control their own destiny. Notre Dame controls their own destiny. Mm-hmm. So then you got to start asking yourself, if you end up with a LSU team in there, if you end up, you know, it's going to depend on what Georgia looks like at the end of the year. You know, who is that other team? Because now when you're comparing one loss, what one loss is the worst? Let's remember, Alabama can lose. If Alabama loses to LSU and LSU goes on and wins the West, are we really thinking that Alabama's not going to make the playoff? I mean, a loss to LSU is far better than a loss to Purdue.
Yeah, it definitely feels like we were talking about LSU earlier today, and it does feel like even though they continue to win, the offense does not look like necessarily playoff caliber, right? Like I don't think we are sold on that offense, but I mean you can't diminish what they've done, right? I mean they got more wins against the AP Top 25 than anybody else. At some point, doesn't it stop mattering what the offense looks like if they're winning these games?
Yes, I think that the only time we're talking so much about the eye test because we haven't heard from the committee yet. So it's the only thing we have to go on because we don't trust the committee flat out told us that they don't even acknowledge the AP poll They don't even acknowledge the coaches' poll. They do not care about those. So we're sitting here, you know, throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks, when realistically what we need to see is the committee actually tell us what they think of some of these metrics. I do think that we have precedent, but we have to remember Alabama for years had a terrible, let's say a serviceable offense. We'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. And they lived on their defense, and people that got rewarded. So, you know, if your resume holds up, you will get rewarded for it.
Fitzy, did you think the NBA got it right with these suspensions they handed down? Were they a little too light? What'd you think?
No, I mean, no, they didn't even, they're not even close to getting it right.
Thank you.
This tells you how different the NBA is, because we all remember the Malice of the Palace and what the reaction was like afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start thinking about, you know, what those suspensions were, I genuinely expected a 20 or 30 game suspension to be handed down. It wouldn't have surprised me one bit. The NBA no longer worries about what their image is, because they show that when they go soft on a punishment like that. You showed the example that closed fists. And if you're going to tell me that the punishment is lighter because he didn't land a punch,
mm-hmm.
if you throw a punch and your aim is bad, that doesn't mean you should be punished less. So, I think this is a rare miss for a league that gets it right all the time. This is a rare but massive miss in the world of perception today.
I agree.
Fitz, appreciate the time as always.
You're the best,
man.
Fitzy.
Thanks as always.
You guys are rock stars. Appreciate you.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz, the host of Spain and Fitz. You can hear that every single evening here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, by the way, just, you know, a couple things. One, again, I don't want to spoil it for anybody that's listening. You know, I just don't want to spoil it. But people will do die in the Halloween. They do.
Didn't you say Michael's likable in this one or something?
Yeah, so...
Don't give away too much.
Well, no, like, I think...
I'm messing around.
No, the new one is, you know, Michael feels bad about his crimes. And he goes around touring and speaking to schools and daycares, just in various trauma victims. And he helps.
You were as excited Friday night. And we need to thank the folks over at Audubon. Had a great time out there celebrating our 2 years. Josh was fantastic. The general manager out there, I suggest you guys go. You'll be treated the same. John was so excited that night to get away from the party and go see Halloween. Much like Bennett, excited about Disney.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it let you down, I feel like, a little bit.
No, it was good. It was good. It was definitely a good...
Well, I was reading reviews that said, we're talking about awards here, John. Like, I'm not getting that from you and Fitzy that it was award winning.
Well, I mean...
Just a little entertaining and amusing, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
So I really don't need... I don't need to waste my time.
No, but I think if you like... Do you like the Halloween franchise? Are you a fan of the Halloween franchise?
The first one,
Then you'll like this one, then. You will like it, yes. It feels... It's sort of, you know, it pays homage, you know, to the first one, definitely. It's good. It's good. It's got... You know, Jamie Lee does well.
I'm a big Jamie Lee fan. Always have been.
If you're a Jamie Lee Curtis fan, then you will 100% love this movie. Yeah, you will love this movie. It's good. It doesn't redefine the horror genre. I will say this, though. You know, it's the biggest movie opening ever with a female lead over 55. That's Jamie Lee. It's the second biggest October movie opening ever. And it is the biggest Halloween opening ever.
Wow.
Yeah, like for the movies. And I will say, like, this bleeds over into, like, real life because, you know, I'm having a Halloween party this Friday.
I heard.
And I don't know. Did I tell you about our costumes?
Yeah. First, it was Jay-Z and Beyonce, but you can't be black people. That's what you decided.
We can't be a black couple.
Okay.
Yes.
Which definitely is silly.
Well, no, it's not. Because people would just ask, who are you all the time? You know? And so that's just something I don't...
You're going to tell us about it? Because I feel like you all have put a lot into this.
We have, so...
It's not a secret?
It's not a secret. I'll tell the world what my costume's going to be. But it's a couple's costume. My wife and I, we can officially announce we are going to be, for our Halloween party, Pennywise Hardaway and Michael Myers Miller. That's right. We're going to be the Memphis coaching staff,
Bennett,
with a horror twist.
Do me a favor.
Mm.
This is not the play. Give it a ding. Give it a ding. It's good.
You like
it's
that?
Creative.
Very creative.
It is creative.
You, you did. At first, I was going to say, you know, I was looking for a reason. Nope. That's well done.
It's current.
Very current.
Mm-hmm.
It pays homage to some great Halloween villains.
It does. Man, thank you. This is new for me. I mean, both of y'all giving me some
not going
idea. I like the costume idea, man.
Yeah, shoot. So
it's got better than Jay-Z and Beyonce for y'all.
It definitely is better. Sam, my point was, you cannot find a Michael Myers mask on the internet or in Memphis.
Oh, you can find anything on the internet.
I couldn't. I'm serious. I could. It wasn't gonna get here before Halloween. You know. I guess that's me. That's my fault for waiting. But so she's got the Pennywise, the It mask. You know. And I've got the. I had to spend $60 to get the plus size outfit that came with it. But I got a mask. It's from the Rob Zombie adaptation.
That's a scary one.
You think it's scary for real?
The Rob Zombie Halloween movies?
Yeah. I guess it's been a while.
So the first one is scary.
Yeah. So I got that mask, and then I'm gonna go as Miami Heat Mike Miller, though, by the way.
Champion,
that's right. Mm-hmm. I got the ring, got the trophy.
I'm sure Mike would be
all that. And I got the mask.
Mike would be amused that you picked him that you're going as.
We also got a little penny doll on eBay. We got the
y'all going all out.
We got the pros little penny doll. It's in the box. Should we take it out or no?
Bennett would say. We know what he would say.
I have one that's in the box.
But the box has been opened, though. But the little penny doll is still strapped in.
Once the box has been opened, Bennett, doesn't it take away from the value?
I think that, like, I've got one in the box that's kind of beat up, and I'm just going to take it out of the box because the box is so beat up. Like, it's meh. It's mine as well.
Okay, so you think it's cool to take it out?
I just think that, you know, who cares? I don't like getting caught up in all that.
Yeah, you're not big. You're not going to save this thing.
Take
it out of the box.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's our costume, man.
That's real cute.
What's your costume for a Halloween party?
I'm dressed as 42-year-old man named Jason Smith, fool. How creative is that?
Not creative.
Boo.
Here's the deal. I'm not going to dump on y'all's Halloween. You guys like going. You guys like getting your little sweets in. That's fine. I'm not going to dump on that. I am excited that we are in a new neighborhood, obviously. And, you know, there's a good chance that little CJ be out there.
Okay.
You know, trick-or-treating.
Good, man. I'm happy for you. This time you don't have to do, like, the trunk-or-treat. You can actually walk around
the neighborhood. Nice.
We did trunk-or-treat yesterday as part of our Harvest Festival.
Okay.
See, this is part of a deal that it's a little bit of a...
Yep.
You're damned if you do, damned... The church tells you, some of them do, my pastor particularly, is like... The whole evil and scary and Halloween is ridiculous. Like, that's like, you don't, right? And so it's the celebration of the harvest. And so he has a problem with, like, you know, dressing your kid up as a ghoul and all that. And
so what is he, a pilgrim?
Well, if we were going to, you know.
Is he a pilgrim?
I see y'all rolling your eyes, dude.
It's not the first time I've heard about the Harvest Fest. I mean, it's All Hallows Eve.
Now, Bennett, you laughing. See, the response I was looking for.
I can't talk because I'm spending Halloween with Mickey Mouse, so, like, I can't really, like, say.
Yeah, but even then, there's a haunted mansion and stuff there, though, you know?
But.
I mean, he's four.
The scary is part of it.
It is the part of it. It's not a religious holiday, so don't try to make it one. Am I right on that, Bennett? I mean,
we're celebrating. The scary,
you guys are celebrating goblins and ghouls.
What are you harvesting?
What are you talking about? The fall harvest.
Yeah,
the harvest.
What are you harvesting?
Next month, Jason.
What are you harvesting?
The stuff in the corner. It leads you into Thanksgiving, and the stuff in the corner cornucopia.
Oh, you're harvesting corn.
It's the Harvest Festival. You're asking me what produce comes out of it?
If you're telling me
I'm not a farmer, dude.
You're telling me on the harvest part of it, and there's no harvest.
That's my church, and we focused on that part of it, right?
You got to call it
not the ghouls and goblins.
Just call it a different name, then. Just say, you know what? This is the anti-Halloween. We're going to celebrate Jesus. Don't call it a Harvest Fest when there's no harvest.
You're not going to tell my church what to call it. They can call it anything they want to.
Okay. That's why Bennett rolled his eyes, because your kid dressed up as a pilgrim.
Rolling your eyes, I'm going to be fine with that. Don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
Why did you laugh? That was wrong.
No, I laughed because
Disney with his wife. They don't have kids yet.
No, there's one of
is
the
is laughing
He's
at my
He's
church.
On his way. I'm not laughing
calling
at the
Halloween
church.
Festival. The Harvest Festival.
I laughed because you said we don't do all the ghouls and goblins.
We don't. That's devil stuff, bruh.
That is not devil. It is not devil.
You could look at it that way.
It's not, though. Like, you think if I wear a Michael Myers mask and I'm Satan and I worship
again,
the devil?
I told you. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. It's like, I'm on this one. Like, I want to, you know.
You know what would be a really funny costume for you to come
but
to?
I don't want CJ missing out on the fun of Halloween. You
What's
know what
CJ's
I'm saying?
CJ's costume this year?
You're getting me in trouble here, man, because he's not supposed to technically dress up.
What is it?
But he's not going as a ghoul or a goblin. He's going as Captain America.
Oh, Okay, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, yes.
Captain America.
And that's okay, right? That fits
absolutely.
Both. That should make the people in my church happy, right? Because he's not going as
you're
a
not
ghoul
get
or
in
goblin.
Trouble. You're not going to get in trouble, absolutely. He's not going as, like, the Omen or anything like that. You know, he's going as Captain America.
I can feel my...
Now, listen, after discussing, I can get behind that at this event, like, it wouldn't make sense to come in with, like, the Pennywise mask on. I mean, you're not... Yeah. You're not going in the church trying to scare the young children, you know?
Right.
Captain America costume appropriate.
Very appropriate.
I think so.
You know, but I did just have an idea about if you want to come to my party, I have a perfect idea for you as a costume. You come as Tubby again, except this time you come as High Point Tubby and you have a bag of money.
Well, hello there.
And you make it rain on everybody in the party with fake money or real money, your choice. I don't know. You can bring real money.
I always got to be Tubby, don't I?
You were Tubby last year.
That's all you see
again.
Me as over here is Tubby.
You bought a Tubby mask for the party.
That's all I'm good for you in this show is Tubby, isn't it?
I do enjoy your Tubby. I do. I can't lie.
I do, too. By the way, I've been watching The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
I have been watching it.
This is enough talk of the devil stuff here.
This
devil worship you guys are
segment.
Doing.
Yeah, we'll have more. Don't we always do a Halloween segment like trivia every year?
We do, and we'll do it again. It's gotten a little slow, though, I will say, the show.
It has. It's hit a little bit of a slag. It has. But, you know, listen, it's my wife likes it, so whatever.
Y'all got good. Those are good, great ideas, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
stuff.
I can't wait
I'm
to
supportive.
Post the pictures.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. All right, we'll come back. Ryan Hahn's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about spitting on people and fights. That'll happen at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at smilecentermemphis.com. That's smilecentermemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
If you want to instantly add style or personality to your home or business, call Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis. He'll set up an appointment for a free in-home consultation, show you all the samples, colors, and options from the beautiful mobile showroom, measure everything, price the job, order the products, and come back to install them in 1 to 3 weeks. It's that simple and easy. No need to try to wrestle with it yourself. Affordable Blinds is the highest quality and the shortest turnaround time. So call Affordable Blinds at 753-5822 or just Google Affordable Blinds Memphis. It's the easy way to add style to your home or business for the holidays.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends, featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It's beautiful cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Hit it.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Look at him! We're going.
Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. T-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and more. So if you have a business, an event coming up, a church, a school, you need to give my man Lee Rainey at Tiger Promotions a call. There are hundreds of companies that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason people like Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers, because Tiger Promotions is a step above. They print for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies. So what's the difference between Tiger Promotions and everybody else? Their responsiveness and their service. As a customer, you're not going to have to wait on emails or artwork. You'll get responses that day because they take your business seriously. Go with somebody who's proven and does business with local companies, coaches, and people, not a national website, somebody who screen prints or does embroidery in their garage and doesn't understand Memphis. Give Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check them out online at tigerpromotions.net. Earlier, we were talking about this interesting news regarding Darius Bazley. He, of course, was once upon a time a top 10 prospect in the country who was headed to Syracuse and ended up going the G League route and then ended up saying, you know what, I don't even want to do that. I'm just going to train for a year, sit out, and then I'll enter the NBA draft after I turn 19. A couple interesting things. One, he signed a $14 million endorsement deal with New Balance. $1 million of that is guaranteed. The rest of it, he'll have to hit certain benchmarks like draft slot, rookie of the year, all-star, et cetera. That's how he can hit the full $14 million.
I've learned since then, black folks in D.C. have worn the hell out of some New Balance. Big, big trend up there for black folks. I've learned that since we talked about it earlier in the show.
Really?
Yes, that's big facts, too. Up in D.C., very popular with the blacks. Not here. We were joking about that. D.C., though, they're wearing them.
Very interesting.
All I do is bring facts.
Very interesting. So there's that. Secondly, which is interesting as well, is the fact that Darius Bazley is in Memphis. He's been in Memphis. And he's living with Memphis assistant coach Mike Miller. He's living with Mike Miller, this guy.
Really?
Yes.
Is it like just a room, like Vince's room?
I mean, I can
like
only.
Does he have access to the entire house?
I mean, I'm assuming they haven't banished him. You can only be in one room. I'm sure he gets to, you know, go to the bathroom and, you know.
That's interesting.
Go to the kitchen.
Well, imagine they were tight beforehand, or must be
I don't know.
Or is it just a pro thing?
The story does not really specify that, but it does say, and I've confirmed, that he does live with Mike Miller. And he's moving to Boston in January, right. I believe, at the beginning of the year, to go, you know, do the internship that he's doing with New Balance. But very interesting that, like, I mean, Mike Miller has, I feel like Mike's done this before. You know, so, like, people stay with him, you know, whether it's the Hurt family or whatever. Like, he usually is not shy to extend an invitation to somebody, you know, that needs it. Not that, I guess, Darius needs it, and he's a millionaire now, but.
Well, he did beforehand, though.
But
right?
I guess he did beforehand, yeah.
Wasn't he? That was part of the deal while he was going G League. They were in tough financial straits. Wasn't he a kid out of Cincinnati, right? That in terms of the town, he's from Cincy, real tough background. Was going to go to Syracuse, if I'm not mistaken, and decide, okay, I need the money.
But so he had not been in that spot, I think, from everything I know about Darius Baisley, in terms of economic, in terms of his family's financial situation. So more power to him. And shout out to Mike for helping the young brother out. It looks like it helped out. Now he's got him $1 million guaranteed through New Balance. And hopefully one day this kid gets to the NBA. Now that was the
right.
That was always the plan for Darius Baisley.
It was
6'9", right? I'm pretty good play. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Now I do have questions. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's $1 million, so it's easy for me to say because I'm not like I don't have $1 million in front of me to say yes to New Balance. But as a basketball player, would you sign with New Balance?
Brother, if nobody else is offering me a shoe deal and New Balance is giving me $14 million and the $1 million of it is guaranteed, you absolutely better. Brother, I wear a bust of Browns out there going to give me a $1 million deal. Like, what are you talking about?
That's true.
Pro Wings, y'all want to get into basketball? I'm your man. Let's go. $1 million. I'm wearing Pro Wings into the league. What are you talking about?
Javon Carter, I believe, has an endorsement.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.